Welcome to Target Field in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ricky Weeks. Batting second. The center fielder, Carlos Gomez. Batting third. The DH, Ryan Braun. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Prince Fielder. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Casey McGehee. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Hart. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Inglot. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alcides Escobar. Batting ninth. The catcher, George Contreras. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Giovanni Gallardo. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Denard Span. Batting second. The second baseman, Orlando Hudson. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting sixth. The DH, Jason Kubel. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Delman Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Trevor Plouffe. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Nick Punto. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Slowey. And now, play ball. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Weeks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Punto fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gomez hits a line drive towards third. Punto reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Braun strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Span hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder fields the ball and throws to Gallardo covering. Safe. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mauer hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Hudson moves to second. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morneau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hudson scores. Mauer moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cuttier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Inglot. Cuttier reaches second base with a double. Mauer scores. Morneau moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Kubel is walked intentionally. Delman Young is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Young takes first base on ball four. Morneau scores. Cuttier moves to third. Kubel moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plouffe hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cuttier tags and scores. Kubel tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Twins. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Punto strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fielder strikes out. One out. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McGehee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Young. McGehee reaches second base with a double. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Punto fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Englert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Englert hits a line drive into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Sides Escobar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Escobar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hudson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Span is 0 for 1 in the game. Span hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weeks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hudson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hudson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Weeks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gallardo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Cotteras is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cotteras hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Weeks is 0 for 1 in the game. Weeks strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Hart. Morneau reaches second base with a double. Michael Cuttier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cuttier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cuttier hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kubel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kubel strikes out. 2 outs. Delman Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. Fielder takes first base on ball 4. Casey McGehee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McGehee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McGehee hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a pop-up towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Plouffe is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Plouffe strikes out. 1 out. Nick Punto batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Punto is 0-for-1 in the game. Punto hits a fly ball towards center. Gomez settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Gomez. Punto moves to second. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Span is 0-for-2 in the game. Span hits a pop-up towards short. Escobar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hudson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hudson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Inglot is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Inglot is 0-for-1 in the game. Inglot hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier. Inglot reaches second base with a double. Al Sides Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Escobar is 0-for-1 in the game. Escobar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hudson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Contreras batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Contreras is 0-for-1 in the game. Contreras hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Inglot scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Weeks is 0-for-2 in the game. Weeks hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Contreras moves to second. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jody Jarrett now playing left field. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder fields the ball and throws to Gallardo covering. Safe. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Morneau is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau hits a pop-up towards short. Escobar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cuttier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cuttier is hit by the pitch. Mauer moves to second. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kubel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kubel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks fields it and throws to second for the out. Mauer moves to third. 2 outs. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Weeks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slowey fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Casey McGeehee is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McGehee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McGehee hits a pop-up towards short. Plouffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Twins. Brian Dunsing now pitching. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jarrett bunts towards the mound. Dunsing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Plouffe is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Plouffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Punto is 0-for-2 in the game. Punto takes first base on ball 4. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Span is 0-for-3 in the game. Span hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Alcides Escobar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Escobar is 0-for-2 in the game. Escobar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Contreras is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Contreras is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Contreras takes first base on ball 4. Escobar moves to second. Matt Gurrier now pitching. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weeks is 0-for-3 in the game. Weeks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hudson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Punto fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Marco Estrada now pitching. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hudson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hudson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hudson. The throw from Contreras and he is safe. Hudson steals second. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mauer hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jarrett. Mauer reaches second base with a double. Hudson scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau takes first base on ball 4. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Cuttier hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mauer moves to third. 1 out. Mitch Stetter now pitching. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kubel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kubel takes first base on ball 4. Morneau moves to second. Todd Coffey now pitching. Delman Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. McGehee fields it and throws to second for the out. Maurer scores. Morneau moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-2, Twins. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Plouffe is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Plouffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Alexi Carcilla now playing second base. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Braun is 0 for 3 in the game. Braun hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fielder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fielder takes first base on ball 4. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGehee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McGehee strikes out. Two outs. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hart is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. John Axford now pitching. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Punto is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Punto strikes out. One out. Denard Span batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Span is 0 for 4 in the game. Span hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carcilla takes first base on ball 4. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maurer is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Maurer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Mahaty now pitching. Jody Jarrett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jarrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Jarrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Escobar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Escobar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jarrett moves to second. George Cotteras is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cotteras is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cotteras takes first base on ball 4. Jarrett moves to third. Escobar moves to second. John Rauch now pitching. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weeks is 0 for 4 in the game. Weeks hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Span. Weeks reaches second base with a double. Jarrett scores. Escobar scores. Cotteras moves to third. It's 6-4, Twins. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gomez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cotteras scores. Weeks scores. It's Brewers, 6, Twins, 6. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Braun is 0 for 4 in the game. Braun hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla catches it and throws to first to double up Gomez. Two outs. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Fielder takes first base on ball 4. Casey McGihee is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McGihee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McGihee hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Young. McGihee reaches second base with a double. Fielder goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Brewers. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hart is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Carlos Villanueva now pitching. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morneau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morneau hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Gerrard. Morneau reaches second base with a double. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cuttier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Cuttier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morneau moves to third. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kubel is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kubel strikes out. One out. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got two RBIs. Young hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Morneau scores. Cuttier moves to third. It's Brewers, 7, Twins, 7. Jim Thome pinch hits for Trevor Plouffe. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Thome is walked intentionally. Brendan Harris pinch runs for Jim Thome. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Punto is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Punto strikes out. Two outs. Denard Span batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Span is 0-for-5 in the game. Span hits a fly ball into right field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Brendan Harris now playing shortstop. Alex Burnett now pitching. Jody Gerrard is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gerrard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerrard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Escobar is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Cotteras is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cotteras is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Cotteras hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Alexi Carcilla batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Carcilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carcilla takes first base on ball 4. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mauer hits a fly ball into left field. Gerrard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morneau is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morneau hits a line drive into right field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuttier is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Cuttier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carcillo moves to third. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Cuttier moves to second. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kubel is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Kubel is hit by the pitch. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Young is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Weeks is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Weeks is hit by the pitch. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gomez is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gomez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Braun is 0-for-5 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Manny Parra now pitching. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parra fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Punto is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Punto hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cotteras fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Span is 0-for-6 in the game. Span hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Jesse Crane now pitching. Prince Fielder batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Fielder is 0-for-2 in the game. With three walks. Fielder takes first base on ball four. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McGehee is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. McGehee hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hart is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jarrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jarrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Carcilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Carcilla takes first base on ball four. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mauer is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Mauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carcillo moves to second. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau takes first base on ball 4. Carcillo moves to third. Maurer moves to second. Michael Cuttier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cuttier is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar fields it and throws to home to get Carcillo. Maurer moves to third. Morneau moves to second. One out. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kubel is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Kubel hits a fly ball into right field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maurer tags and scores. 2 outs. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 7. Goodbye from Target Field in Minneapolis.